to belong to a kingdom such as yours. My Father, my God, I pray that you will establish your reign and your rulership over every life here today in the name of Jesus. Daddy, all those things that easily beset us, every distraction, every obstruction, every other consideration that stops you from having the whole of us, Daddy, today we address them and we say, oh God, that we renounce them and that only you will reign and rule in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. Have your way here. Open our understanding so that we will not be victims of the enemy. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Amen. Let me quickly tell you something about the message today. Some of you have heard this message before, but I can assure you that I had on the way to preparing about 3 messages. But for one reason or the other, I'm not able to preach any of those messages that I've prepared. My wife can attest to it because she knew all about it. And that is why I believe that this is the message that God wants you to hear again. You know, it's not often that you hear me preach a message twice here. It's not often. A lot of times, if I'm going to preach a message twice, I will have preached it such a long time ago that most people who hear me wouldn't have heard it. But this morning, I believe that your blessing is in this message and that your life will not be the same again in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 6, from verse 46, Jesus said to his disciples and the people that followed him, from verse 46, he said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like." Listen, Jesus said, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them." He that hears my saying and does them, I will show you who he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. You be the wise builder in Jesus' name. Those who hear the word of God and do them, not hearers, not teachers, but people who hear the word of God and do them, they are the wise builders. But he that heareth, so he hears, and doeth not, is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So it is not about good message. It is not about popular message. It is not about who preaches the message. It is about doing the message. You'll be a doer from today in Jesus' name. Open your Bible to Psalm 121. The book of Psalms 121. I'm going to read the whole of that particular chapter. Verses 1 to 8. Psalms 121. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. There's no excitement in the house. You hear the word of God, you are not excited. When you hear the promises of God and you are not excited, how can you partake of it? I will start again. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 62. Verses 1 and 2. Our text is actually Psalms 121, 1 to 8. Psalm 62. Verses 1 and 2. Say, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Praise God. So, children of God, I want to speak to you on noise and music. Praise God. I want to speak to you on what? Noise and music. Praise God. This particular message, I believe, is going to bless somebody today. It does not matter where you are at in your Christian journey. But the message on noise and music is going to be a blessing to you. You see, I love music. And a lot of times my children quiz me on the kind of music we used to listen to when we were growing up. And they've realized that I'm not bad after all, that I've listened to some music, you know, we compare notes. It's just that I don't remember the lyrics anymore. The kind of lyrics I remember now, they are so different from the ones I used to sing in those days. But the long and short of it is that I love music. I enjoy music a lot. It ministers to me. And you know, especially when I start to praise God, God has done great things in my life. And I'm sure there are many people who love music in the house. But what is music? The definition for music is any agreeable, pleasurable, or harmonious sound. That is music. It's agreeable, it's pleasurable, it's harmonious. It's not just, you know, scatter. You can see some rhythm to it. That's music. While noise is the sound that lacks musical quality. In other words, it's generally not agreeable, Please take note of the word. Generally not agreeable, not pleasurable, not harmonious. Generally, you'll see when it is different. So it lacks musical quality, and there's a language that the young ones like to use these days. They say random. So it's a bit random. Praise the Lord. But I want to let us know that to every music, no matter how well composed, no matter how well put together, even in the days of digital world, there's a level of noise to every music. Those who have the right instrument, they will tell you the level of noise that there is. That is the unwanted aspect of that music. Now, why do we hate noise? Most people find noise because one of the definitions is that it is not pleasant. It's not pleasant. We hate noise because it's unpleasant. Sometimes it is not because noise is unpleasant. Sometimes noise can be pleasant, but that is not what we want to listen to. Now, in order for you to recognize what is noise, you have to recognize what is music, isn't it? So you have to know what music you want to listen to in order for you to recognize which aspect is noise. From today, you begin to recognize what is noise in your life in Jesus' name. So, noise can be unpleasant. Sometimes it can be pleasant. That is when it becomes a distraction or the unintended purpose. I can never forget the story of the dog race that I watch on TV, and I've shared it with you. The dogs were positioned to run. How many of us know that there's a dog race here? Just like horses run in Australia. Okay, good. And people bet on it, and it's a lot of money. So the dogs were positioned to run. They were on the track. This was on TV. I'm not making it up, but it was what I saw. And you know what? As the dogs started running, there were two particular dogs who were right in front. And I don't know what happened. A bunny, like a rabbit, just ran across the track. The two dogs that were running ahead of the others suddenly left the track and chased the rabbit into the bush. They forgot where they were going. They were not listening to the music. They listened to the noise. And the ones that were coming behind came first. They took their position. How joyful the owner of those dogs who came from behind to win will have been that day. It also happens in human life that a lot of times, if care is not taken, instead of listening to the music, we mistake the noise for the music. From today, you will never mistake the noise for the music anymore in Jesus' name. In order for us to recognize what is music as different from what is noise, we need to be aware that in our service to God, it is not going to be music all the way. There will always be noise. There will always be a level of noise that accompanies the music. Open your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6. The book of Nehemiah, chapter 6. every time you make a commitment to follow God, expect that there will be distractions. In Nehemiah chapter 6 from verse 5 to 9, we were told of the story of the experience of the children of Israel. He said, "Then sent Sambalat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand." How many times? How many times? Five times. Wherein was written, "It is reported among the heathens, and Gashmus said it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah. And now shall it be reported to the king according to these words? Come now therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou fingest them out of thy own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hand shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Nehemiah was building for God. He led people to build. And there was noise at the background. Sambalat and Tobiah were the head of the noisemakers. And what happened was that, in order to distract them, in order to weaken them, because what noise does to people is to weaken them. Noise distracts people from listening to the music, from appreciating it. How many of us have listened to a particular music, and when you replay it, you have listened to it 10 times, and then you now play it on an occasion and you hear a particular aspect of it, it looks like you have not heard that area before. How many of us? Me, I've listened to many music and I'll just listen to it afresh and it's like I've not heard it before. Coming to the word of God like this, sometimes you hear the word of God, it's like you didn't hear that aspect when you listen to it again. That's why it's good for us to listen over and over again. Because it may be that while you are listening, that is when somebody beside you coughed and you looked and you missed that moment. You don't listen to that noise beside you and you forgot the music. Nehemiah recognized what was music to his hearing. That the building, that the wall of Jerusalem had to be built. And that every accusation, every distraction was a noise that he should not follow. He said, "Come, let's resolve this issue." Nehemiah said, "There is no issue to resolve. Praise the Lord." He said, "There's no issue to resolve. I'm not coming because you just want to distract me." Sometimes that's what the enemy does. He will create a kerfuffle. He will create something, you know, just to distract you. He gives something else that he gives us something else to look after, to take care. It's like a baby. You begin to carry the baby. That becomes the issue for the day. Does it not happen at home, in your family? You know, he will give you something. And for that week, that's what, you know, you'll be caressing and looking after. And that plan that you have, that thing you thought you are going to do, you end up not doing them. Every noise in your home will be silenced from today in the name of Jesus. Sometimes it could be somebody's past that starts to make noise to their hearing. You are a child of God now. There is a way you used to live before, and suddenly you begin to reminisce, you begin to remember those good times, those things you used to do, and then it looks like this way is too restricting, this way is too constraining, this way is too narrow for you, that is noise. Sometimes it could be that God has forgiven you of something, and then the enemy reminds you and tells you you are just not worthy because of who you used to be before, not because of who you are now. That is noise. If you listen to that, you will not go where you are supposed to be going. Sometimes it's about our present insecurity. What we think we are not capable of doing. Let me tell you something. If God has proposed that you are going to be something, you may not, right now, you may not have the gift for it. But if that is God's purpose for your life, that gift will appear in you. Did you hear that? I said that gift will appear in you. If that is what God has proposed that you are going to be. In fact, if you don't have that gift, He will put somebody in that place that will play that role for you for that time. And that's why I keep telling people, some people appear in your life for a moment. And when they go, we cry. We start to hold on to them and say, come, please, come. No, they have appeared to play a role in your life. If they have to go, sometimes they just have to go. They have to move on. When their work is finished, it may be because there's something is not in your life at that time, and God has come and has sent them to you and said, this is what they have to do. And when their duty is finished, you will know it's not because of what you have done. They just leave. They leave. They go. Look, noise can come from any quarters. Noise can come from any quarters. Sometimes it may be your competing needs. There are things you actually need. I'm not saying things you want. Take note. You know, I like to make a difference between these two words. It may even be your needs. There will be a noise in your life. And if you are not careful, that noise may sound louder. Remember when Gideon had to choose people to go to war with him, he chose how many people? 32,000. God told him that there were too many. And Gideon did what? He cut them down to how many? 10,000. And God said, there are still too many. He said, take the men to the river. Look, these are men. I've preached this before. These are men that were tired. They've been walking in the bush. It's not this modern day warfare that you have drones. They had trekked. They were in the bush. Everyone was tired. And God is saying, 10,000 is just too much for me. I want less people. He said, take these people to the stream. Let them drink. Whoever laughs like a dog, that one will not follow you. Of course, everyone is tired. Everyone was already tired, exhausted. And so, as soon as they saw water, my oh my. You know what? Some people just went like a dog. Some people did what? They took water on the lookout for the enemy. Their need became a noise to them. Everyone that lapped like a dog, God says they go back. 300 people were left. You can see. Your need can be, it's not that you don't need it, you need it, but it can become a noise as to where God wants to take you. You will not fail God's test in Jesus' name. Those who drank were looking up. They know. So if the enemy was coming, you are ready to fight. And God said, these are the people who will go. These are the people who kept their eyes on the prize. Now look at this. I've said it before. Somebody said, we all have needs. Amen? But we don't meet our needs the same way. Do we? Uh-huh. We all have needs. Some people have needs. They will go and pray. Some people who have needs, they will swallow cocaine and make their way to somewhere else. Am I right? Because they want to make money. It's the same need. Somebody is praying to meet that need. Someone is carrying cocaine to meet that need. Someone is selling. If I was reading news of a place where they have baby factory selling children, babies for 70,000 naira. We all have needs. But how we meet the need is what is different. Some people, look, what would make you different from the person in the world is how you meet your need as a child of God. If you would do exactly what the world would do in order to meet your need, watch it. As a child of God, when the battle is hot, that is when to look up to the sky and ask, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, where cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will arise for your sake in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you know there could be noise even in your marriage? Sometimes the noise becomes so loud, and if we are not careful, the noise becomes so loud that if we are not careful, we'll be listening to the noise instead of the music, and we forget where God wants to take us to. You know, there was, you remember the report of some Nigerians in the US? Wife trained as a nurse, husband didn't have job, and I think the husband used to be a banker in Nigeria, had a lot of money, and now the wife said, oh, now, all the punishment you used to give me in Nigeria, I'm going to deal with you now. And in the process, somebody died. When we listen to the noise instead of the music, first of all, your identity is in Jesus. And that is what defines you. Let me tell you, did you know what the movie, those of you who watched yesterday, your identity should define you. And I like that story there. You remember the story of Mr. Abraham, the chief usher in the church. Somebody was invited as a guest speaker to their church who spoke very well. The wife was the head of the choir. And so they happened to meet again. And you know, they were talking about how well this woman preached, what impact, you know, the woman had upon the life of the woman, and it was also, you know, so wonderful. And the woman said, the invited speaker said, oh, I would like to meet your wife again. He said, if you are not in a hurry, I would like to go. He followed them, and they went to the market where the woman was selling. She was a worker in the church, head of choir. And they met her. What was she doing? And poured oil on the woman. Wow. Noise. Music. Which one do you listen to? You will get to your destination in Jesus' name. In fact, there may be noise in your destiny. As you pursue your destiny, there may be noise there. Jabesh was like that. There was noise in his destiny. He was supposed to be going somewhere. And he was told, because he was born in sorrow, that it cannot be. Jabesh is not the only one. There could be noise in your work too. I've told you before, if God has not provided you another job, if he has not spoken to you expressly, don't let somebody drive you away from where you are. Are you listening to me? You go to work, somebody is hating on you, somebody is doing, every time he's looking for something that is wrong with you, he's trying to find fault with you, and you say, because of him, I'm running away. I would rather not have job. I will stay and get another job. Well, who told you? If God has not told you to move, why will you leave because of somebody else? There will be, as the noise gets louder, your prayer should be what? Should be getting louder too. Praise the Lord. Everywhere you go in life, there will be noise. You have to choose whether you want to listen to the music or to the noise. There can be noise in your school. There can be noise in your school. Even noise in the church. There can be noise. You choose who you want to listen to. There's a lot of noise in the church. I'm telling you. We have to keep listening to the music. Anyone who watched the last movie before this one, Power Brokers in the Church, you will notice that there is a lot of noise in the church. You have to choose who you want to listen to. Is it that you listen to God or you listen to men? How do you know which one is music? Everything that is not in line with the word of God, that is noise. It should be our duty to keep listening to the music irrespective of the level of noise. Open to Luke chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. Luke 10, 41 and 42. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. How many things? Many things. But one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. In other words, Mary, your sister, is always listening to the music. Why do you listen to the noise? It was not, I've told people before, it was not because Martha was cooking. That was not the problem. Jesus has seen a pattern in her and told her, he said, you worry about too many things. You listen to the noise, you don't listen to the music. But Mary, your sister, she loves listening to the music. And that was what was different. Martha was very caring, but she would not recognize music. She would listen to noise. Everyone in that situation, there will be restoration for you in Jesus' name. I say, everyone in that situation, there will be restoration for you in Jesus' name. You see, the level of your success in this Christian journey would depend on how much you are able to prioritize things in your life. Remember at the beginning I said noise is not always unpleasant. Noise is not always unpleasant. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 23, when Jesus told Peter, he told the disciples what was going to happen to him, how he was going to be killed and so on and what have you. What happened? Peter said, you are too precious to us. You cannot die like that. Why? Who will take you away? You cannot. You know what? Even though Peter was expressing his love, he really loved the Lord. But what Peter was saying was what? What was he saying? It was noise making. It was not music. But Jesus recognized the music. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. You have to love heavenly things, not earthly things. This is noise. This is not the purpose for which I have come. The purpose for which I have come is what I'm telling you. And you are telling me that I will not fulfill my destiny. In Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 18, The Bible talks about a damsel who went about following Paul and the disciples and say, oh, these are men that show us the way of salvation. These are the men that show us the way of salvation. And the Bible says for 3 days, this girl kept saying the same thing to Paul before Paul realized, wow. You know, if it's today as a preacher, you know, if you say, pastor, you preach good, I'll have good pimples. I'll feel happy. You know, pastor, you are so good. Your word is nice. And you feel, that's human. But the Bible teaches us that we have to recognize the music rather than the noise. And Paul quickly recognized the music there and said, this is noise making. He said, I rebuke you. Because he realized. That's why noise is not always unpleasant. But that is not the desired result. It diverts your attention. And I'm telling you today, a lot of people may never attain to where God has proposed for them because of what? Because of the noise in the environment. Just like those two dogs that saw the rabbit and chased it into the bush and lost the prize. A lot of people lose the prize. You will not lose the prize in Jesus' name. Noise is also not always bad. Can you hear that? Noise is not always bad. Look at it. In Acts chapter 23, verse 11, I've told you before, Paul needed to get to Jerusalem or needed to go to Rome. He needed to take the gospel to Rome. It was the noise that transported him, fed him, and took care of him and got him to Rome. Because there was a greater purpose. That was the music. The suffering was just the noise. Joseph. When Joseph had the dream, apart from telling his brothers and his parents, what did Joseph do about his dream? Please tell me. Apart from telling his siblings and then his dad and mother, what did Joseph do with his dream? He didn't do anything with his dream. Instead, you know what Joseph was doing? Joseph was busy wearing coats of many colors and doing yonga to the brothers. Brother, you know what I saw in the dream? You know, that all will bow before me. That was all. He didn't even do anything about what God showed him. But the noise got him somewhere. Praise the Lord. The noise can be hatred. The hatred the brother had for him was the ignition key that started the vehicle for him. He was then sold to slavery that provided the vehicle. And then, of course, the false accusation, I call it RAC. You see, when the battery has run down, he needed to jump past the battery. RAC came and they had to help him jump past the battery by falsely accusing him, and then he ended up in prison. And the imprisonment was his garage, so he parked there to keep appointment with destiny. The disappointment in the prison was what made sure he kept his appointment with destiny. He was there. He said, when you get to the king, remember me. And nobody remembered him. Because it has to be programmed so that he didn't leave the prison before his time. Otherwise, he might even run to another trouble. He needed a place where to park. He was there. And so when it was time, he was in the palace. You will get to the place of your destiny in Jesus' name. So it was disappointment that made sure he only appeared on his year of manufacture. If you want to appear earlier than the year of your manufacture, you will die before your time. But when you appear according to the time, timing of God, you will endure. The Lord will make sure you endure in Jesus' name. It's total commitment that will ensure that you appear in your time. It's total commitment. We were talking about it in Sunday school. Total commitment. Look, let me tell you, we just keep going like blind people. But it's the intervention of God that makes the difference. When I was in high school, when I finished high school, I don't think I had a bad result. I think I had a very good result. I'm not going to tell you. Praise the Lord. So, and I went, got into uni. I thought I did very well, you know, finished. But I will tell you the story of it. One guy I called my cousin. I don't think we are really cousin like that, but we are of the same big family back home. We bear the same, those of us who know what Oriki, the same endearment. Okay? We actually met the parents in Jeba, in Nigeria. This boy, we went to the same high school. I think I was 2 years or 3 years ahead of him. In fact, whatever I think I achieved, I think he probably did better than me. Because that year, our school won. I had left school then. He was the one who led the team that won the school, you know, the National Schools Challenge in Science, the quiz. He was the one that led the team out, won it for in Nigeria that year. And he got into medical school. If I mention his name, some of you may know, or you may not know him. You might have heard of him. We got into the same medical school, but he didn't finish medical school. So if you are talking about being brilliant, this guy was brilliant. He was very, very brilliant. So it's not of him that will it, nor of him that run it, but of the Lord that does what? That showeth mercy. Look, let me tell you, the seed of excellence will be expressed in you irrespective of your location, circumstance, or wherever you find yourself. Because Jesus in you, the King of glory. Isn't he? What is glory? Glory means beauty, brightness, excellence. Jesus in you is the hope of glory. He is the King of glory when he is in you. Irrespective of where you are placed, that will be expressed because there you are a carrier of the glory of God. Let me tell you something. How do I know this? Because the genealogy of Jesus in and out of Babylon, was it not expressed later on? Where did the children of Israel not go? He went to Africa, everywhere they went. At the end of the day, did Jesus come or not? He came through the lineage of David because that was what was promised. Whether people took them captive at one stage or the other, or whether they were oppressed or in prison or whatever, they still bore Jesus. And so you will fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. So if you don't let it, your current situation cannot and will not overshadow the glory of God in your life. It may lie dormant for some time. But I'm telling you, the day you choose to arise, you will shine like the star. I say, the day you choose to arise, you will shine like the star. In the name of Jesus. The music. The music is in his words. He said, my sheep, they hear my voice. The voice of another, they will not follow. Because to the sheep, the voice of Jesus is the music, and the voice of another is what? Noise. They will not follow. You will not follow the voice of another in Jesus' name. Open your Bible to Psalm 89, verse 15 to 18. Psalm 89, verse 15 to 18. He said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Who are the people who are blessed? The people that know the joyful sound, the word of God. They hear it. They hear. It is music to their hearing. Every time he calls for obedience, every time he calls for action, every time he calls for dedication, they hear, they follow. It's a joyful sound to them. And they will be blessed. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in their favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is who you are. That is the music you have to listen to. Not something else. Not fear of failure. Not someone telling you you can't do it, you can't make it. Not obstructions of life. When it looks like you are done, go back to Psalm 89. Remember, you are blessed because you listen to that joyful sound, the sound of the voice of God. The music is in his promise. The music is in the promise of God. That when your countenance is down, when you listen to the promise of God again, that is the music. Let's open to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, verse 17 and 18. That is where the music is. It's in his promise. It is not in what people are saying, the limitation there. Look, once you are living righteous, He said, let not thy heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. There is an end to your suffering. There is an end to your waiting. There is an end to your pain. There is an end to your distress. There is an end to your depression. There is an end to your hopelessness. That's what the word of God is saying. That is music to me. That is what I will listen to. Your music must be in hearing from him. Must be in hearing from him. Matthew 13, 16 and 17. That must be your music. The thing that you... I remember one sister came to me and said, look, he said, since I started making friends with a particular sister, I stopped hearing. In fact, I lost the ability to speak in tongue. I'm telling you. Ask my wife. He said, since I became friends with that sister, I even lost the ability to speak in tongue, because every time we gather together, what she talks about is not edifying. We minister to her here, and she regained all those abilities. Instead of listening to the voice of God, if you listen, one thing that should distress us is when God stops talking to us. When you stop hearing from him, that's when we should worry. Matthew 13, 16 and 17. He said, but blessed are your eyes for they see, and your ears for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Praise God. That you hear from him, that he's speaking to you, that you hear his word today, you are blessed. That is music. That That is what you listen for. That is where your expectation should be. Yeah, look, every opportunity should be to come and hear God speak into your life and go out in the strength of the Lord. That is music, not the noise. Anytime you hear from Him, you stand to be blessed. Anytime. If you are right with Him, every time you hear from Him, you stand to be blessed. But the one who is not right with Him, usually when you hear from Him, He's telling you to correct your ways. When somebody is not standing right, if he says he hears from Him, it's a lie. He will be telling him first. Because we were told during the offering, he said, God is a God of principles. If you have not met His principle, He's not going to be sending you. He will first of all ask you to put your way right, so you can be a vessel what? Unto honor. He won't send you. Let's rise up. Your music is in worshiping Him, because that brings down His glory. Your music is in worshiping Him. Why don't you just lift up your hand to the Lord and say, Father, I thank you. Just bless the name of the Lord and say, Daddy, thank you for the music. Your word is music to my hearing. I hear your word and I do them. Your word is music to my hearing. Ah, thank you, Daddy. Your word is music to my hearing. I will follow the music. I will listen to the music all my life. I will listen to the music of your promise, the music of your ability, the music of your glory, the music of your word, the music of your instruction. I will listen, oh God. Your word is music to my hearing. The voice of another will not follow. Thank you, Daddy. I bless your name, oh God. I bow before you, oh God. Why don't you speak to the Lord and say, Daddy, every noise in my life, help me to recognize them. Help me to recognize every noise in my life. I want to dance to the music of your word. I want to dance to the music of your voice. I want to dance to the music of your provision. I want to dance to the music of your power. I want to dance to the music of your assurance. I want to dance to the music of your promises. Lord, help me. Help me to recognize noise in my life, noise in my work, noise in my home, noise in my job, noise in my marriage, noise in my health. Every noise, help me to recognize them. I don't want to listen to them. I want to hear what you have to say to me. Because though the vision tarry, I know it will come to pass. Though the vision tarry, I know it will come to pass. Lord, help me to recognize noise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so our Lord and our God, we thank you for your word today. You sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them from their destruction. Is there anyone earmarked for destruction? You are delivered today in Jesus' name. The voice of God has become music in your ears in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone who is taken by illness, sickness, diseases that the doctors have said are incurable? The word has come. It is music to your hearing and it will heal you in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone in the house? It looked like a ceiling has been put on your destiny. Music is playing. The word of God has been spoken. Therefore, there is a breakthrough for you in the name of Jesus. Every shackle of the enemy that has been holding you down, you are released in the name of Jesus, because you are hearing a different song from today. Thank you, Daddy. Father, we love you. We just bless you. Oh, yes. Father, we love you. We bless your name. We give our hearts to you. We hear you. We worship you. We will live in obedience to you. Take all the glory, Lord. Thank you for a destiny that you have reignited. We are not looking at the suffering of now, but we are looking at the greater glory to come. We will stay the course. We will not look back. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' glorious name, we have prayed.